This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Oh yeah, we've got a brand new segment. That's this is so how we brew funny. It. Morena, Agnes.
Morena.
How are you?
Oh, good. How are you going?
So good. We're excited to chat all things coffee with you. You're a bit of, you're sort of the maestro of coffee beans at 8:30, is that right?
I don't know. It sounds super fancy.
What's your official job title at 8:30?
So I'm in charge of the quality control and mm-hmm. trainings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you work a lot in the roastery and you get to travel a lot to different coffee countries.
Yeah. So mainly based in the roastery.
Yeah.
Checking the quality of the beans before they leave the roastery.
Okay.
So it's a lot of coffee drinking, really twitching at the end of the day.
Well, you did come in this morning and say yes when I offered to make you a coffee, so I sort of started freaking out.
The heat's on. That's incredible. How do you deal with like drinking so much coffee?
Yeah, great question. I don't know if I deal with it.
What's your maximum coffees that you can have in a day?
Oh, I had 8, like, full cups the other day. And
that was
a little bit, you know, pushing it. But usually, when we taste coffee, we usually spit.
Okay.
You know, like in wine.
Yeah, exactly, like in a wine tasting. You just kind of slurp it. You mm-hmm. slurp it really loud. Actually, cuppings are, it's called a cupping, the tastings. Mm-hmm. They're kind of gross. Because everyone just kind of like exchanges with saliva, spits and slurps and just, you know, everything flies everywhere. And
whoa.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's passionate, this coffee business that we're getting into. It's a passionate place.
It sounds dignified.
How long have you been at 8:30 for?
Been a couple of years now.
Okay, cool.
But 8:30 itself, I was kind of calculating how long it's been, you know, a brand for. And well, we started in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maths, 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's quite a long time.
Yeah, pretty long.
Yeah.
16. Oh my word. Yeah, my maths are so bad. Don't ask me to do 1 + 1. Yeah.
And that's okay because you're a coffee expert.
We don't need you to be a math expert, just a coffee expert. Oh, so,
so 16
cool.
16 years yeah. long. That's incredible. And a homegrown brand.
Yes. Yeah, it started on K Road.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Have you been to Open Cafe on K Road?
Yeah.
Christy is running that. She's mm-hmm. a legend. She's also one of the spirits of who is 8:30 really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you go there you can really feel what the brand is about. Or mm-hmm. yeah. It's very kind of, it's just really about community and about others.
Mm-hmm.
Really about engaging with the community and yeah, you can see it in Christy, right?
Totally.
And what she does there. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I got to open quite a lot, and Christy's a legend.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
I can
awesome.
Confirm. Oh, very cool. There's nothing better than, you know, kind of having coffee as the centerpiece of, you know, just great conversation.
Mm, and it's all about people, eh?
Yeah, that's what's great about mm-hmm. coffee. No,
it's
there are so many awesome aspects of it, and mainly. It's not maybe, you know, about always about the quality or always about wherever your coffee comes from, but I feel it's more about that moment of the day when mm-hmm. you get to enjoy
mm.
and it's awesome to be able to provide that moment, you know, for people.
Oh, brawe, cool. Mm. I'm really interested, over the next sort of few weeks you're going to come in each Monday and talk to us a bit more about the coffee process, because we don't grow coffee here in New Zealand. So
we do.
Oh, we do.
Yes. Newsflash. Yeah.
Oh my god! I didn't know that. I thought it was all imported.
There is no chance to basically buy any and drink it, I think. But there is a farm up north somewhere that actually grows coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm enough, and there is also coffee grown in Australia, actually in a commercial setting, and you can buy those beans and drink them.
Amazing. Is it going to become more and more of a thing, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things are changing. I mean, it's not only the climate, but it's also, you know, technology and mm-hmm. how you can apply it to grow. For example, in Australia, it wouldn't make sense to actually grow coffee in Australia and pay for it because it's so expensive. Imagine paying an Aussie person to harvest the coffee.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The,
yeah.
yeah, the salary is, I don't know how many times higher than for a Colombian person, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't make sense. But now that you have technology, you can really, you know, kind of shorten or maximize the outcome and mm-hmm. minimize the cost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, I'm glad to hear that there is coffee being grown in New Zealand. We had a coffee plant in the corner of our garden when I was growing up.
Oh, no way.
Did you ever have any beans come off it?
Absolutely not. Oh, I think one.
One
singular bean. It wasn't very happy, but it's cool to hear that we can grow it here. And like you're saying, with technology coming further along, potentially we could have New Zealand coffee.
Not sure. Have you heard, though, there is a coffee grown in a greenhouse in Denmark?
Whoa.
Is there?
Full-blown production. Oh. There are really fascinating things happening these days. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We're going to do some deep dives into all sorts of corners of coffee. But we've got a lot of your coffee at 8:30 is imported from all over the world, really. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about that. We've already had someone text in that they've just opened their coffee from Peru from 8:30, made with a pour of a switch. Was good.
Wow.
Shout out, Paul.
Nice. That's awesome. Oh, thank you.
Paul's pleased.
Very good. Happy customers. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the coffee that we're talking about today and this week that we're giving away. Mm-hmm. It's from Colombia, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's from Colombia. Oh, I love Colombia. I spent some time myself in Colombia.
Yeah.
First time I went, I lived there for about 4 months. And second or third time that I've just come back from Colombia, actually. And amazing. This coffee is from a region called Tolima. So it's one of the biggest coffee regions. It's kind of central. Mm-hmm. And co-op, where the coffee comes from, is called Asopep. Mm-hmm. And it's from south of Tolima. Mm-hmm. And it's basically an 11-hour bus ride from the capital city, Bogota. And it's crazy roads. Crazy. Cool. It's like all, I don't know, mud and holes and you think you're gonna go off the road, really?
Oh, I bet.
And so it used to be, it's like ex paramilitary zone in this place Planadas, and it's a very small place. It's like six streets kind of thing. Really cute though, and this co-op is doing a lot of work to improve everything. It's from benefiting to producers to bringing us awesome coffees. It's really, really cool. I could talk about it forever, but
that's awesome. It's cool because we can become quite disconnected from where our coffee beans are actually coming from. So it's cool when you can hear the stories of these communities and to hear that they're making better working conditions and sustainability and all of those sort of aspects. So,
yeah, it's 100%. And I think that that disconnection, it goes in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like when you go there and you meet people and you see, it sounds kind of, I don't know, it sounds kind of patronizing or something, like, oh yeah, meet the people, you know, and figure out that they're the same. But I feel like we don't get it. Like, I didn't used to get it. I don't know how to even put it without sounding like that. But once you know, like, become mates with everyone, you know, in Colombia, and you realize people are all the same, you know. We have good days, we have bad days, we make good decisions and bad decisions. And basically it's just, it's just like kind of an exchange, right? We exchange our money for something awesome that comes from there.
Oh, beautiful. Coffee beans bringing people together across the world. How good. Okay, so the way that This Is How We Brew It is going to work, everyone out there listening, every Monday we're going to catch up with Agnes and talk about the world of coffee a little bit more, learn something new, which is very exciting. And then we'll have This Is How We Brew It each day of the week, and we'll play a song from the country that we've got beans from to give away that week. So this week we've got our Colombian beans. What's the name of the beans again?
El Indio.
El Indio.
El Indio. The project. Yeah. It's a lot of smallholder farmers.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
What are these beans like when you brew them up?
Oh yeah, what do they taste like?
Tell us the flavor profile.
The flavor. It's pretty heavy. Okay. It's so kind of medium to big bodied. You know, when you think of wine, something more heavy.
Yeah. Robust.
Yes. Robust, good word.
Yeah, yeah. more of a punch to it. Mm-hmm. But it's also clean, really sweet, has some nuttiness to it. It's kind of sparkly. It has a little bit of booziness almost because it's naturally processed. So in the full cherry, kind of dried out. So it gives more of a kick, more of that like dry fruit. Yeah, sugary, bold kind of feel to it.
Yum. This sounds like a cup that I'd be into.
Oh, nice.
I'm into coffee that tastes just a little bit boozy. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I love a rich cup. This sounds like it. So El Indio from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
If you are out there listening and you think, oh, God, I can't even wait for the giveaway. I need to get my hands on some 830 coffee right now. You can head to their website, 830.com, 1T. In the middle. It's one word. And you can use the code 95BFM to get 10% off, which is brilliant. And if you'd like to win some coffee beans, a bag of the Colombia El Indio beans, flick us a text on 5395 with your name, your B card number, and 830. That's 830, one word, one T in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll draw a winner at the end of the week. Thank you so much, Agnes, for coming up for a Corridor.
Appreciate you.
It was lovely. Lovely so to hear about it.
Yeah, so interesting. I'm excited to learn a lot more about coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
In the meantime, Millie has chosen us a Colombian song to kick us off on This Is How We Brew It. This is Dulce Lamento from Nacho Parades con las Vaqueros Sabaneros. My Spanish pronunciation is just going to get better and better, everyone.
I gave you a really tricky one to start off
with. It's all right. It's a long name, but
great track.
It's fun. I like it. Thank you so much, Agnes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
830.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Ni de mover la cintura, te grita pa' bailar, uy, 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 poquita de fruta madura, en la rueda de cumbia,
la sangre me hace tambocar,
cuando aprieto a mi negra,
la sangre me hace tambocar,
mi cumbia amberita,
la sangre me hace tambocar,
yo no me canso nunca,
la sangre me hace tambocar.
This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.